الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Honorable brothers in attendance, viewers of Madani channel, there are many excellences in relation to sending salawat, peace and blessings upon the best of creation, our hope for salvation, our intercessor, our master, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a companion of his, Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala, in reply to his question on whether he should spend all of his free time sending salawat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if you were to do so, then that recitation of salat upon me in your free time will be sufficient to remove your sins and alleviate your worries. So we learn that any free time we have, we should utilize it in good actions. Sometimes what happens, we fall into ghafla, heedlessness. We open social media or any other thing, news, TV, for hours and hours we're sat there. That's heedlessness. If we're not doing dhikrullah, if we're not remembering the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is an opportunity wasted. This sahabi said, I want to spend all my free time sending salawat upon you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do so, your sins will be forgiven and your worries will be alleviated. May Allah ta'ala grant me, you and all of us tawfiq to recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted parents a unique rank. Parents have been granted such a high maqam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that only a foolish person will not acknowledge the status that Allah has given to parents. Parents, mother and father, come together and they form a child. This is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. Allah ta'ala bestows offspring. And now when a man and a woman become a father and a mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the child that has been given to them must obey and respect the parents. When the child grows older, when the child is of discerning age, he must or she must respect the parents. Where in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine speech, Al-Quran al-Kareem, does it say this? If you open Surah Bani Israel, verse number 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has ordained that you are not to worship anyone but Him. So the first part of the verse is what? You don't worship anyone except Allah. Straight after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And He has also ordained that you are good to your parents, that you do righteousness to your parents, you act virtuously towards your parents. Here the ulama say, Allahu Akbar, look at the tartib, look at the sentence, look at the verse, Look at the order. First of all, Allah Ta'ala is talking about His own worship. That people should be slaves of Allah and worship Him. Show ubudiyah. And straight after His own worship, what does He mention? He mentions the maqam of parents. He says that you are to be good towards parents. So right after His worship, He has mentioned parents. This shows you automatically, this shows you about the grand maqam of parents in Islam. And then the verse does not end there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. Now this is the journey of life. The parents will grow old. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when one of your parents or both of them were to grow old, reach old age, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. You do not even say uff to them. They order you to do something and you express displeasure. Uff, not again. These parents always ordering me to do stuff. And here the ulama say, it's not limited to uff. Any such kalima, any such word, any such statement which leads to hurting the feelings of parents, it's forbidden and prohibited to say. So people who swear at their parents, people who hurl abuse at their parents, people who speak in a condescending way to their parents, imagine how displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with such people. Then in the verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And do not scold your parents. Do not belittle your parents. Do not mock and ridicule your parents. Do not speak down on your parents. Yes, there are people out there today as well, ma'adhullah, who threaten their parents. They speak to them in such a way that the parents are afraid of them. Allahu Akbar. The same parents that brought the child into the world became a means. That very same mother and father is scared of the child now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't say uff to them, don't scold them. And how should you speak to them? وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them with beautiful words, with noble words. Speak to them in a way that you please them. They want to hear your speech. They want you to come and visit them. They want you to speak to them. Why? Because they know you have such a beautiful speech, gentle speech. And they know that you're not going to come and start having a go at them. The verse continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the second verse after this, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, spread the wing of humility for them out of rahmah, out of mercy. Meaning be merciful to them, be humble before them. Meaning you are the child, they are the parents, show them they have a high maqam. Be humble before them, don't be arrogant before them. Don't show a lack of mercy towards them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a Quranic dua, beautiful dua that we should make for our parents. وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, and you should say, O my Lord, show mercy to them, the mother and father, just as they brought me up when I was young. And this is an indication towards childhood and infancy, in fact, when a child could not do anything on their own. And the parents, day and night, looked after the child, cleaned after the child, helped the child in every way, sacrificed their own comfort. Remember that time. And make dua to Allah that He shows mercy to your parents. So, this is one verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. There are other verses as well, which tell us about birrul walidain. Birrul walidain means doing good towards parents, showing righteousness towards parents. And the opposite is aqul walidain. Aqul walidain means being disrespectful to parents, harming parents, disobeying parents. So which category do we fall into? That's the question. Are we of those who show good behavior and we treat our parents nicely, or do we do the opposite? So the topic today is about parents, and it has to be emphasized. We have to keep speaking about this topic. Why? Because daily, weekly, monthly, we hear of such shocking reports about how Muslims today are treating their parents. We can't just brush it under the carpet. We can't say that it's not a problem. We can't say that, oh, everybody knows about parents and everybody knows how to respect parents. If they did, then they would. The fact that they don't respect parents, the fact that they harm their parents, the fact that people end up in hospital because their own children have hurt them and been violent towards them, this shows that we have to continue speaking about these topics. We have to continue reminding, because reminder, sooner or later, whenever Allah wills, definitely benefits the believer. Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, because reminding benefits the believers. We have to hear about these things constantly. How today children feel they are suffocated. My parents don't let me do this. My parents don't let me do this. I have no freedom. I hate my parents. Ma'azallah. These are the things that children are saying today. They don't realize that parents want what's best for them. Parents are looking out for them. Parents want ease for them. Parents want to save them from all harm. They're about to fall into that ditch. They're about to hurt themselves. But the child is none the wiser. They think, why is my father, why is my mother saying this to me? Why are they telling me off? Why are they telling me to avoid this and that? Because they're children, because they don't have complete knowledge, they end up making rash decisions. They end up forming such opinions regarding their parents which are detrimental for them. And if they but thought for a moment how much their parents have done for them up until this stage, and now this child can eat on their own, the child can drink on their own, they're capable of walking, writing, reading, studying, driving, doing all sorts of things. But there was a stage when these very same children could not do anything. Very same children were born. There's diseases, there's problems, but the parents are there every single step of the way, worried about their child. And the mother, Allahu Akbar, sleepless nights. She sacrifices her own sleep. Why? Because I want my child to be in comfort. Feeding the child on time, cleaning the child, giving medicine to the child. It's a full-time job. And remember, she doesn't get paid for this. Today, when somebody is overworked a bit in their job, they go on strike. And they'll block the roads. They say, we are not paid enough. We demand that you pay us more. Otherwise, we're not returning to work. We're going to cause this problem, that problem. Does the mother ever do that? Does the mother ever say, nobody pays me a single penny, I have to sacrifice everything for my child? No. This is that love, that mahabba, that Allah Ta'ala has placed into the heart of the mother. This is that inherent love. Allah Ta'ala has placed that there. And now the mother, doesn't matter what happens, what problems she faces, her number one priority is what? The child. The child is at ease. The father is out there day and night working overtime just so that he can put food on the table, provide for the child. Imagine the expenses of a child, clothing, nappies, wipes, milk, etc. The list goes on. But again, he doesn't think, why am I doing this? You know, this is too much work, too many hours at work. I don't like it. He knows what the priority is. The priority is the child. So when kids of today are neglectful of this, when they forget about that time when they could not even walk, that's when they start saying these silly things about their parents. Oh, my parents don't let me do anything. My parents are a barrier for me. My parents are this or that. Allahu Akbar. In the creation, there are various creatures. Look at the animal kingdom. Who walk very quickly. As soon as they're born, some of them start crawling and whatnot. And here, a child, it takes time, gradually. Parents are there every step of the way. Parents celebrate every moment. It's like an achievement. My child, their first tooth has come out. My child has started to crawl. My child took their first step. The blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that child who went through all of these stages now feels independent, now feels that he can discard the parents. But remember, Brothers in Islam, Views on Madani Channel, parents, the relationship that we have with our parents is such that cannot be severed. Your parents are with you. To the extent that our deen, our beautiful deen of Islam teaches us that even if someone's parents are non-Muslim, he must still respect their parents in terms of serving them. Obviously, if they command something which is forbidden, that's a separate matter. You wouldn't obey that. But generally, visiting parents, showing them good treatment, righteousness, this is still necessary upon that person. And people today think that they have no rights upon them, that they're independent, they don't have to look after their parents, they don't have to speak to their parents. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this is something that we have to realize today. Life is very short. Over little matters, people fall out with others. People disrespect their parents. People cut off relationships with their parents. Remember, in every given situation, parents might not be right. Nobody is saying that. But you as a child, the way you should think, the way you should behave is that even in this situation, I will, for the sake of reconciling, for the sake of maintaining ties with my parents, I will overlook this matter. I won't delve into it. I won't make them try to realize that they're in the wrong, because you're not going to achieve anything like that. Forgive and forget. Overlook. They're your parents after all. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one blessed hadith said, "Huma jannatuka wa naruk." That your parents are either your paradise or your hellfire. What does this mean? If you serve your parents, if you do good towards your parents, if you please your parents, imagine how successful that person is whose parents leave the dunya in a state that they're pleased with him. They say, "Oh son, I'm pleased with you, know that." Imagine how much surur, how much peace, how much comfort and tranquility such a person will feel. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you serve your parents, you're good to them, they're pleased with you, they leave in that state, then what is the jazad? They are your paradise. They are your means of entering paradise. And conversely, if somebody was disrespectful towards parents, cut off ties with parents, showed hatred towards parents, parents left the dunya in a state that they don't even want to see the child, then the Prophet ﷺ said, they are your means of entering hellfire. So this is not a small matter. This is a very serious matter. Today, people neglect their parents. They consider them a burden. Because they're so career orientated, because they have all these aims and ambitions. When the parents fall ill, they see that as a big hindrance. Na'udhu billah. I can't do this now and I can't do that now. They've blocked me from doing this. They're an obstacle now. So what do? They end up sending their parents to old folks' homes. They want other people to look after them. Our parents didn't do that when we were young. They didn't say, oh, someone else come and clean the child. Someone else come and feed the child. Someone else come and look after the child. I want my sleep. I want my rest. I want my comfort. No. But here you have the child, when the roles are reversed, the child is saying, no, I can't do this. I've got X, Y, Z to do. I have this to achieve. I have these goals to fulfill. Parents, look after them. How can I do that? Let someone else do that. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So how will he attain the blessings mentioned in the Quran? That when they reach old, then don't even say uff to them. Don't scold them. Say nice words to them. He doesn't want to be in the picture. He wants to go and visit them once every now and again. Allahu Akbar Kabira. How disloyal are some people? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us loyal children. Make us from those who earn Jannah by serving our parents. How fortunate are those whose parents are alive, their parents ring them, their parents speak to them. Ask those people whose parents have passed on, mother and fathers have passed on. They only have memories. As for those people who are lucky and blessed to still have their parents' call comes, they see on the mobile phone screen, dad or mom or however they save the name. There'll come a time when that won't be the case. That phone call won't no longer come. And then they'll either be remembering fond memories, how their parents would ring them, how they would ring their parents, and they would speak nice words to their parents, they would earn the ridha of Allah, or the people will be in regret. And they'll say, look, I used to miss the calls. I didn't even used to ring back. And now that blessing is no longer there. Allahu Akbar. Many a times, we go here, there, and everywhere. We try to find the saliheen, and we should do. This is not something bad. This is something encouraged in Islam. We go to lengthy extends to try and get people to make dua for us. We find out that a particular sheikh has arrived or is in a fulan country and we go and visit them. It's a good thing, alhamdulillah. But many a times we neglect the fact that we have a salih or salihah at home in the form of our parents. Because the dua of the parents are accepted on behalf of the children. This is what we're told. Mother and father do dua for a child. The dua is accepted. We neglect that. When was the last time we went home? We visited our parents and we asked our father, we asked the mother to make dua for us. I have this issue, I have this problem. I want you to make dua that I'm blessed in this endeavor of mine, in this goal of mine. When was the last time we did that? We don't take advantage. And then when parents leave, a massive blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken away from us. But just like their dua for us is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're told by the ulama that the dua which is made against the children by the parents can also be accepted as well. The great chance of that as well. And remember, the parents won't do this out of fun. They'll do it when they've been hurt so badly by the child. And we're insan. When children go to the extent of shaming their parents, harming their parents, ma'adhullah, hitting their parents, disrespecting their parents, then the parent might make dua against the child. And if that dua is made against the child, it'll be destroyed. The ulama of Islam have said that the dua of a mazloom, you should fear it. This is a narration, a hadith, that you should fear the dua of an oppressed person because there is no hijab, there is no veil between his dua and the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when parents are oppressed and they make dua against the child, that child will be destroyed. How will that child remain protected when he is displeasing those individuals who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this high maqam to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a high rank to. How will he protect himself? How will he be safeguarded? He won't. There's no hijab between that dua of a mazloom and the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, today, we know that if our parents are in need, we know if our parents are in difficulty, we know the state and circumstances of our parents. If we can help them, we should try and help them. Like certain people, they become so selfish. They become so individualistic. Because this is the society we're living in. Everyone looks out for themselves. To the extent that they don't even look towards their parents. The parents are suffering. The parents are in need. It could be financial need as well. And this individual, he doesn't even want to give a penny. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in a hadith? That anta wa maluka li abika. The Prophet alaihi wasallam went as far as saying, you and your wealth belong to your father. What this means is, the scholars have explained, if your father is in need, he is allowed to use your wealth. But here, people forget all that childhood, all those years that the parents looked after them, and today they're earning, today they have savings, and they don't want to help their parents. So how unfortunate, how wretched are such people? The one who reached his old parents, meaning he reached his parents in old age, they were still with him, one or both of them. And he was not able to earn Jannah by serving them. That they passed away, they passed away in a state that they were displeased with him. They passed away in a state that he had hurt their feelings and he never sought forgiveness from them. He never asked them to pardon him and forgive him. So, time is of the essence. We speak about how the youth have gone astray. We speak about how youngsters today don't respect parents. Remember, this is like a vicious cycle as well. It's life. If the parents never respected their parents, maybe this is a form of punishment. Who knows? So we have to lead by example. We have parents, those whose parents are alive, and those who have children themselves as well. We should lead by example. The way we treat our parents, the way we behave towards our parents, that's going to happen to us tomorrow. Kama tadinu tudan. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. So whatever you do, it'll come back to you. So today, if we're good towards our parents, we follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 6 years old, around about 6 years old when his mother passed away. Never saw his father. He was an orphan child, yatim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam went to his blessed mother's grave and he shed tears. When his foster mother came to his court, once he had announced his prophethood and he had a large following of the Sahaba, Sayyidah Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu anha, she came to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And he laid out his shawl for her. This is how he treated, that's not his biological mother, that's his foster mother. The Sahaba asked, who's that? And he mentioned how this is the woman who was responsible for bringing him up from a young age, meaning in infancy, in childhood, for a good few years. So he never forgot those years. Today we forget. Today we're disrespectful. Today we're neglectful. We're negligent. We're heedless. And we must wake up before it's too late. We must instill Islamic principles regarding parents into the hearts and minds of our children. Today everyone speaks about their rights. You know, I'd like to see you try and do that. I have my rights and I have this and I have that. What about the rights that Islam has given to people? Islam has given to parents at home. Who's going to follow them? Who's going to act upon them? Who's going to gain reward by pleasing their parents? Today we live in a very dangerous time where the signs of the sa'ah, the end of times, are prevalent everywhere. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned those signs and he said that towards the end of times, people will give preference to their friends over their parents. And everyone can ask themselves whether that is the case today with many people. A child could be upstairs in their room. The child is upstairs. The mother, the father is calling them from downstairs. Son, I need you to go and do this. I need you to come down. Hear what I have to say. The child increases the volume of the TV or the games, whatever he's on. He doesn't want to know. All it takes is one phone call, one message on social media, wherever, from a friend. Let's link up, let's go out, what are you doing tonight? And the child is on it. So this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that towards the end of times, children, kids will give preference to their friends over parents, is coming true, unfortunately, very unfortunately. Illa mashallah. Alhamdulillah, there are many out there who do serve their parents. May Allah reward them in abundance. There are many out there who would do anything to have their parents back so that they can earn more reward. They're eager in this regard. And they are the shining lights of our communities. We know the likes of Bayezid Bistami, Rahmatullahi Alayh, from centuries ago. I remember today, why? Because of their acts of kindness towards parents. His account, very briefly, how he served his mother. He stood by her bedside all night when she called for water. She fell asleep. But when she awoke, freezing cold temperature, she saw that his fingers were still attached to the glass. But when he pulled them away, he injured his fingers. And she said, oh son, you've been standing there all night? He said, yes, oh mother, you called me, you asked me for water. And you fell asleep, so I stood here all night. I waited for you to wake up. And his mother did dua for him, such a dua. Subhanallah, it was maqbool. She said, oh Allah, be pleased with him. And today, we have a living proof of that. I never met Bayezid Bistami. You never met him. But we still speak about him. We still mention his accounts. This is the legacy that we should all look for. Today, people speak about legacy and leaving a lasting memory. These are the things that will lead to a person having a lasting memory in the hearts of people. Meaning, when you do acts of goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you more than you deserve even. More than you are worth even. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we need to set good examples. We need to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us. And right out of the top of that list, you could say, is the right from creation after the right of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within creation, is the right of our parents. Our parents are very, very valuable in our lives. Our parents are very important. We should learn, study the ahkamat, the rulings about respecting parents, treating parents, helping parents in their difficulty. Inshallah, this is your ticket to paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all success in this regard. Make us obedient children. Make us of those who are ambassadors of the deen, who set examples for others in how to treat parents as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.